You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. New ways to think about Ukraine's war-torn economy. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden yesterday called on Congress to, quote, stop playing games and keep aid flowing to help Ukraine fight back against Russia's war. The president said Saturday night's funding bill that kept the U.S. government open but stops new aid to Ukraine runs out mid-November. Meanwhile, some observers are calling for new approaches to how Ukraine's economy could be made to thrive amid long-term conflict. In late August, Ukraine's President Zelensky cited Israel as an example of a country that has adapted to living with ongoing conflict. A recent Economist magazine cover in Ukraine's Yellow and Blue carried the words, time for a rethink. The magazine's editor-in-chief is Zanny Minton-Beddoes. Good to see you.
Great to see you again, David.
Your crew has been doing some rethinking about the future for Ukraine. This thing's sadly not going to be over anytime soon, it doesn't look like.
It's quite clear, I think, that this is going to be a long war. The victory is not going to be quick, if by victory you mean pushing out all of the Russians. And what we're arguing is twofold. One, you need to focus much more on enabling Ukraine and its economy to thrive during a long war. That means more focus on defense. And it also means focusing more on helping them reform their economy, support the economy to encourage investment, encourage exports, and really think of Ukraine much more as a country, perhaps an analogy I use, which is not perfect, but I think is helpful, is a country like Israel. And Israel has thrived for 70 years as a country that has faced existential threats, not of the same scale that Russia poses to Ukraine, but nonetheless, it's been in not perpetual conflict, but certainly perpetual uncertainty with its neighbors and needing very strong defenses. And that sense of creating enough security for Ukraine that the economy can thrive, people come back, the 7 million Ukrainians who've left start to come back. That's the focus.
That new scenario for Ukraine requires adjustment on the part of Europe in particular in terms of how it's going to support that kind of functioning economy.
You're absolutely right. And I think Europe is really the central player. Right now, Europe is actually committed about as much in terms of military weaponry and far more financial support. The single most important thing that could be done for Ukraine is to, first of all, say very clearly, you will become a member of the European Union and to start the accession process.
And don't conflate that with NATO membership, yes.
And, well, we could have a separate conversation about NATO membership. NATO membership would be the best route to Ukraine's military security. EU membership is the guarantee to its economic future. Nothing for Ukraine would show victory over Vladimir Putin more powerfully than it becoming exactly what he does not want it to become, which is a westward-focused country that is a part of Europe.
Do you find that Western countries trying to help, or in fact, President Zelensky himself acknowledge that this is the way forward, that it's going to take a long time? Or is their thinking still, maybe we can get the territory back and wrap this up?
So when I spoke to President Zelensky a couple of weeks ago, his main focus is still getting Western weaponry. But when I asked him, he said he was prepared for a long war. Mm. He's not yet ready to say it absolutely must be a long war, but he's prepared for it.
Zanny Minton-Beddoes, editor of The Economist. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. U.S. government shutdown averted, so at least the windshield won't fog. Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives.
Probably the biggest impact for the market in the near term is that the flow of economic data will continue. Things like the employment report that we get at the end of the week are critical gauges to assess how the economy is doing. But now we will continue to get all of the data that we rely on to determine where the economy is.
Birkenstock sandals have that groovy vibe. It's company straight capitalist. Birkenstock, can I say that, will soon hit the public markets. Ahead of that, the German company said today it is valuing itself at $9.2 billion. Some say Wall Street is a random walk, but that walk will soon be in sandals, I guess. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
California is setting one of the highest minimum wages in the country for fast food workers, $20 an hour. Fast food companies, it may surprise you, are on board with these raises because they dread the alternative, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
California's new law doesn't just raise wages. It establishes a new statewide council with fast food workers participating to advise on industry reforms. Mary Kay Henry is the president of the Service Employees International Union, which spearheaded the fast food workers campaign.
Creating a council that can solve wage theft and sexual harassment and race discrimination and health and safety issues that fast food workers are experiencing is the game changer.
Still, the council is advisory, a compromise that companies won. They won another important change. There's no longer a provision to make corporate parents legally liable for the actions of franchisees.
The joint liability provision that is now no longer a threat would have essentially turned the franchise model into the corporate model.
Jeff Hanscom is with the International Franchise Association.
You essentially turn individual owner operators, franchisees in California, essentially into middle managers, right? You eviscerate the equity that they have built in their businesses over their lifetimes.
The $20 minimum wage to avoid that outcome, Hanscom says, was a worthwhile compromise. California's new law takes effect next April. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.